بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذكر فإن الذكر تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. So today's topic, because we're still in the month of Rabiul Awwal, will be regarding again the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is important for all of us. Balki ulama have said that wilayat ka rasta ittiba'i Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The path to wilayat. Wilayat basically means a friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in a shortcut to acquire that, we have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's a Quran Sharif ayat in which Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in Surah Yunus, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, alladhina amun wa kanu yattaqun. Indeed, the friends of Allah will have no fear nor will they grieve. This is like the honor Allah Pak bestows upon someone through the wilayat. Allah grant all of us this honor, inshallah. Thereafter, Allah Pak mentions, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. They are those who have believed and were mindful of Allah. Yattaqoon, who had taqwa, mindful of Allah. So every single one of us, every single believer who prays La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every single one of us should have this desire, ki how can I become close to Allah, balki how can I become the beloved of Allah? This should be the desire of every single ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now what happens sometimes when we hear the word wali, like, you know, friend of Allah, awliya Allah, you know, a muttaqi person. So by hearing, you know, such statements like this, our mind goes towards karamat and kashf and miracles and, you know, extraordinary incidents and all of these, like, you know, phenomenal feats that they've done, like supernatural feats. But the truth of this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his awliya with two words, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Those who believe in Allah and those who have taqwa in their life. So taqwa basically means to have the consciousness not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You create a barrier between yourself and disobedience, incurring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, taqwa is called from the word wiqaya, a shield. So, being the friend of Allah, wilayat, as mentioned at the starting, wilayat of Allah is acquired through following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the whole blueprint for wilayat. That's the actual map. So, if a person says, I want to become close to Allah, I want to become the friend of Allah, the beloved of Allah, simple, then we have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So muhabbat Rasul will then translate into ittiba'i Rasul, and ittiba'i Rasul will translate into ma'rifat ilahi or muhabbat ilahi. So to get to Allah's love, we have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the manner that he has told us. So, wilayat again is not about having these extraordinary, you know, feats or, you know, displaying miracles, but it's becoming obedient to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is very basic. I've explained it. So I think everyone understands that point. So I want to be the friend of Allah. So which road leads me in the direction to become the friend of Allah? The road of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ittiba, following of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If I try to reach Allah's threshold and His love and ma'rifat bypassing Rasulullah, it is impossible, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that the fard, how the fard of Rasulullah were done, the nawafil of how the nawafil of Rasulullah were done, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these inside my life, I'll acquire the nearness, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif very clearly, he very profound ayat, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهِ, very clearly says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, then follow me. If you say, I love Allah, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, I love Allah, I want to be the friend of Allah, I want to become the wali of Allah, then what do we have to do? فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now we understand, okay, reading namaz like Rasulullah read namaz, doing dhikr like Rasulullah did dhikr, praying Quran like Rasulullah prayed Quran, all of these actions, farz and nafil, I do ittiba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will acquire the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why every single sahabi was a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they did ittiba of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's very easy to understand this. So the entire path is explained through this. Allah ta'ala, you know, we say to Allah Pak, oh Allah, I love you. We claim, oh Allah, I love you. Allah Pak says, okay, now prove that love. You say you love me, prove it. So how do we prove it? فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our a'mal, in our akhlaq, in our dealings, in our home life, in our public life, in our private life, all of these morning to evening, we have to follow the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the message of Rabiul Awwal that we have to take away from here. So look, there's a hadith now of Rasulullah. Hadith al-Qudsi is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, a very beautiful hadith, a famous hadith we've heard many a time. The Rawi is Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the beloved Nabi said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb. Whoever shows hostility to a wali of mine, I Allah declare war upon him. So whoever hurts a friend of Allah, a wali of Allah, Allah will declare war upon him. So who's a wali of Allah? The one who follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever is following the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with humility, with total obedience, that person will acquire the wilayat of Allah. Now when you acquire the wilayat of Allah, if somebody tries to hurt you, Allah himself will avenge you. Because you're following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tried to hurt you, Allah says, man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb. I, Allah, will defend you. I'll fight that person who I will declare war, actually, harb is war. I will declare war on him who hurts that person who follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak give all of us tawfiq. And it's important that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with total humility. Not that I am better than you that I follow sunnah. No, no, no. I am better than you that because I'm a practicing Muslim. I'm better than you because I'm an alim, a hafiz. Never. A person who shows arrogance, Allah destroys that person. So we have to be very humble in our approach. And that's why our akabir, they had distinguishing factors inside them, qualities. And regarding Hadhrat Mawla Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah, he mentions himself, he would say the distinguishing factor of our akabir ulama'i Deoband are two. Number one, ittiba'i Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and number two, humility. Every single one of our akabir, they from who we take our deen and our sunnah that goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in fiqh, in tasawwuf, then our akabir, we will recognize in them two qualities. One is ittiba'i Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number two, they have humility. They don't show off. They're scared of what they're doing in case Allah Pak will reject it. And even a moment of arrogance can destroy a person. Allah protect all of us. You know, there's a qissa. I'll go to the topic in a moment. There was a sheikh called Sheikh Abu Abdullah Al-Andalusi. So he was from today, modern day, you know, southern Spain and southern Portugal. Portugal, southern Portugal was known as Gharbul Andalus, the West Andalus. And then you had Andalus, you know, where you have like all of these like Malaga, etc. And then in Portugal, you have like, you know, Shilb and Faro and Algarve, all of these were like 600 years Islam. 600 years Islam was prominent there. And you can still see the relics. Like last week when I was in Portugal and I had to do bayans there. So when I went to one place, there was a massive church, Santa Maria Church. And I said, look at these churches. There's something about it that tells me it wasn't once a church. I went close to read the board, it said this was the Jami Masjid of Shilb. Shilb is now known as silves, we call Shilb. And then the ulama of Shilb was such that this town was known as the Baghdad of the West. And these were massive, massive jami masjids. Today there's no sign left. So there was a sheikh called Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi from that area. And you know, Islam came to Spain and Portugal approximately 90 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Approximately. There was Musa bin Nusayr, the commander. And Musa bin Nusayr was a tabi'i who had learned hadith from Tamim al-Dari, who had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he had two people. One was Tariq bin Ziyad, his commander. And he had his son, Abdul Aziz bin Musa bin Nusayr. And it's an interesting read. You should read about it, how Islam came to Al-Andalus through North Africa, and then what reasons Islam was destroyed there. And if we look at it carefully through the lens of research, you will see we are following the same footsteps now. People begin to have fractions. This is my group, this is your group. We begin to لا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم. Quran Sharif says, don't argue amongst yourselves, otherwise you lose your courage and your strength will weaken. We're doing that right now. Each one said, oh, this is my masjid. This is my masjid. You deal with your problems. So when they came to attack that place, you said, no, I'm going to look after my masjid, my town, my area. So one by one, the Crusaders, they took down one by one. Because they saw the Muslims are not united anyway. He's worried about his town and he's worried about his town. And bomb out, they chopped down the whole entire infrastructure till the whole of Portugal, Islam had left. Then they came into Spain. So Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi, from Spain, 250 years after Hijrat, he was there. He was such a big sheikh. He was the teacher of Junaid Baghdadi. From Al-Andalus, from Spain, the teacher of who? The giant of Baghdad, Sultanul Awliya, Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi. His teacher was from Spain. And also he was the teacher of Sheikh Shibli, Rahmatullah Alayh. You know these names, you have to know who these people were. Sheikh Shibli, one of the greatest masters of Tasawwuf of his time, whose work is still studied to understand Tasawwuf. He was their teacher. So one day they were traveling through an area, and whilst traveling, they came across a Christian village. There was no water, so they went near that Christian village and they sent some people to go to the well to get water out. So the Sheikh Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi, he went near the well and he saw some young Christian girls. Listen carefully. He was a muhaddith of his time who knew over 30,000 hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu. And he knew the whole Quran in seven qira'at, sab'a qira'at. He was the master of the Quran recitation, and his sanad was there. And he was also, mashallah, a great muhaddith of his time, and a great Sufi of his time. So when they went, he just sat down next to the well. He's just staring at the girl. So his student said, Hazrat, what's going on? He said, you go. He said, why? He said, I'm going to stay here. I've fallen in love with that girl. He had 12,000 students. He had thousands of madrasas and khankas underneath him. He said, all of you leave me. I've fallen in love with this Christian girl. He said, this is a qissa. Hadhrat Sheikh has mentioned this qissa. Hadhrat Sheikh has isko naql kiya hai. In shariyat and tasawwuf, shariyat and tariqat. So, they said, no, they pleaded with him, Hazrat, please, please. And they said, no. So all the Marids, the students, they asked Hazrat, come back. And he said, no, I can't. Please leave me, I'm stuck here. And then he says, I felt something in my heart, like the form of a bird, iman, fly out of my heart. So I'm not going to go. This is my taqdeer, now you go. So they all cried and they left. When they left and they went back to the Khanka Madrasa, they said, Hazrat has, you know, fallen in love with a girl. So we don't know what to do. They all cried, made dua, did istikhara, give sadaqah, give charity. They cried for him and did everything. But they said, Hazrat said not to come there as they left him. Time passed by. They locked the Khankas, they closed the Khankas, they closed the Madrasas. If Hazrat's not here, who's going to teach us? Full year went by and they got the courage. Sheikh Shibli and a few of his murid said, right, we have to go back. They went back to this place, the biggest sheikh of his time. Sheikh Zakariya Sahib says, Yani Ustazul Asatiza, the elder of the elders. Elder of the
elders. They get there, and what do they see? He's wearing a Christian hat, and he sat in a pigsty, watching the pigs. His job was to khinziro ko palna, and he was sat with his walking stick, and he's looking after the pigs. So Sheikh Shibli came, rahmatullahi, began, he saw Hazrat, he said, Assalamu alaikum, and the Sheikh looked at him, put his head down, wa alaikum assalam. Hazrat, come on, what's going on? Tell me. He said, I don't know. This is my condition. What can I do? He said, Hazrat, you are hafiz of Quran, astaghfirullah. Do you know any Quran ayats? He said, yes, I know two ayats of Quran Sharif. First one, man yuhinillahu fa ma lahu min mukrim. Whoever Allah Pak dishonors or disgraces, no one can give him honor. Inna Allah yafa'alu ma yasha. Allah does what he wants. And he said another ayat, those who go astray, faqad dhalla sawa' as-sabil. That whoever go astray, they're gone. Whoever, you know, leaves the truth. And he said, I don't know. He said, Hadith, you need 30,000 hadiths. Any hadith you can tell us, which hadith do you know now? And only one hadith I remember. Man baddala deenahu faqtuluhu. Whoever changes his deen, kill him. Because 30,000 hadiths have left my heart. Hold the Quran ayat, 6,000 ayats plus have left my heart. So Hazrat, please, kuch tawbah karo. He goes, make dua for me, make dua for me. I'm infatuated with this girl, and the father said, if you want to marry my daughter, you have to look after my pigs for 1 year. So I'm looking after these pigs of these people, and once I look after them, I'm going to marry that girl, because I'm in love with her. I can't explain it. So ro doke, they fell in his feet, and he cried, they cried. He said, look, best is this, leave from here, go. Anyway, they went again, and they went towards near Baghdad. And then from behind, they saw the Sheikh arriving back. The Sheikh is running, and he plunges into the river, and he washes himself, does ghusl, and he comes out and says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And he comes running, and they embrace him, and they hug, and they cry out of joy. Ki Hazrat, are you back? Yes, I am back. The Quran has come back, the hadith have come back. To Hazrat, tell us what happened. And this is the point that came to my mind that is relevant. He said, when we were passing through that village in Sunnat, Pagri on, Jubba on, Dari, everything, Tasbih, and all of us, I saw all our Murids and everyone's in Sunnat. I looked at those Christians and I said, how much better we are than them that we have Iman and they don't. This jumla I said. How much better we are than them. We have Iman and they don't. We are fortunate and they are unfortunate. That time I heard a voice in my heart say, O Abu Abdullah, do not ascribe Iman to yourself. I gave you Iman. This is not your own doing. I, Allah, give the gift of Iman to whom I want. And I can snatch it away from whom I want. Hence now you will be put to a test regarding your Iman. Because the moment this voice was heard, I felt my Iman leave my heart. So kya nahi kya maqsad hai? To be successful, to acquire the muhabbat of Allah, ittiba Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number two, humility. Allah sabko naseeb farmaye. My dear friend, never ever taunt anyone. Never think you are better than anyone. Never feel I can overpower you. The hadith kya kaha hame? Man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. So the hadith is quite lengthy. I'll just mention it for tabarruk. Rasulullah then said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِ بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَثُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. Meaning, whoever follows the farz of Allah and the nafil, according to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak says, حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ, I will love you. Follow my beloved and I will love you, meaning I will make you my friend. To the extent, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. All his faculties I control, I become them. Your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet, meaning I become your eye by which you see, your ear by which you hear, your hand by which you touch, by your feet by which you walk, meaning I control your faculties. I don't let any harm come to your path. And then Allah Pak says, due to the blessing of following my Nabi, everyone says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak says, وَإِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُوتِيَنَّهُ. Whenever you ask from me, I will definitely grant it to you. وَإِن اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِذَنَّهُ. And when you seek my protection, I will definitely protect you. This is how much Allah will love you. And then the Hadith of Bukhari, the beautiful ending is shocking, that Allah loves us so much. Allah Pak says that, I don't hesitate concerning anything. I do not hesitate concerning anything I am to do, as I hesitate concerning taking the soul of my believer. Allah is saying this. Why? And the Hadith then says, because وَيَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ وَأَنَا أَكْرَهُ مَسَاءَتَهُ, because my servant dislikes death and I dislike causing him distress. Allahu Akbar. That's how much Allah loves you, that when He knows your death is going to be in 5 years' time, Allah Pak says, you know, I have to take his soul because that's his time's up, but it's going to cause him taklif. And regarding that, the Hadith is, وَمَا تَرَدْتُ عَنْ شَيْءٍ, that I don't hesitate concerning anything, meaning I feel like hesitating, but I have to fulfill what I have to do for him. Meaning, Allah loves you so much, He doesn't want to cause you pain by taking your soul at the time of death. So, ye kisko naseeb hota hai? Those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why, my dear friends, you know, the statement of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it should be worth more than the entire world and what it contains. It's the most precious item that a person can have. One statement of Nabi al-Islam, Allah's qasam, wallahi al-azim, it's my aqeedah, is more worthy than the entire world and what it contains. The statement of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more worthy than the entire riches of this world and what they contain. Because whose kalam is it? The beloved. And if you follow the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're going to acquire Allah. And if you acquire Allah, you've acquired everything. وهي مشهور قصة بعد ختم کرتا ہوں محمود ایاز کی قصہ مشہور ہے نا تو وہ ایاز جو ہے وہ محمود کے دربار میں تھا اور بہت قریب ہو گیا تھا سب چڑ گئے تھے باقی جو ہے درباری سب کہ دیکھو نا محمود اتنا ایاز اتنا قریب کیسے ہو گیا you know why is he so close to the king and they all got jealous of him and began to like plot against him تو محمود جو ہے بادشاہ he understood کہ they're going against ایاز so he put them to a test. He called all his courtiers in his royal court, and he called Ayaz as well. And he brought out a very expensive plate, piala, bahut qeemati piala, like, you know, priceless kind of a, studded with jewels, like a bowl. And he put it in front of them, and he put an axe, kulhari, next to it. And he said to the wuzara, ke bhai sab aao, aur isko tod dalo, break it. The first one said, Hazrat, no, I can't break it. No, this is some sort of a test. Main to nahi kar. Ye jurat mujhse nahi ho sakti. Okay, theek hai. MashaAllah, bahut khoob, bahut acha kaam. Bhai, aap aao, aap isko tod dalo. No, Hazrat, main kaise? How can I break it? No. Third one, bhai, come on, break it. Nahi, Hazrat, main kaise tod sakta? I can't break it. No. Theek. Everyone said no. When I came to Ayaz, the king said, Mahmood said, Rahmatullahi, Ayaz, break it. I said, of course. He got the kulhari, smashed it to pieces. He didn't even think for a second. He got the kulhari, Hazrat said it, bang, broke it to pieces and scattered. Now the whole courtiers are laughing, shocked. Okay, look at this guy. We told you he's against you. We told you he's not a proper person. So he said, okay, allow him to explain himself. He says, Ayaz, explain yourself. I told them to break it, none of them broke it. I told you to break it, you broke it straight away. Why? He said, Hazrat, I had a choice. Either I looked at the value of the plate, and I compare that to the value of your word. And your word is more beloved to me in value than the price of this item. So to uphold the precious value of your alfaz and your call and what you instructed me to do, I give that preference and I broke this to pieces. Why? Because anything you command me holds value in my eyes, and what you told me to break has no values in my eyes. So isko kehte hai, my dear friends, ke when we hear Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, and then straight after we hear Hayya ala salah, come for namaz, at that time I have a choice. Do I come for namaz or do I stay at home and do what I have to do? I hear Hayya ala falah, come to the ultimate everlasting success of both the worlds. I have a choice. Do I go to the success of both the worlds, which Allah defines as success, or do I think in my mind what I think success is, I'll do that right now. So that's when we have to weigh it. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ye baat khatam karne ja raha hu, ke the wilayat of Allah, friendship of Allah is not about karamat and miracles and flying and you know all of this. Karamat and the wilayat of Allah is simple, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he who has the most ittiba of Rasul in his life, he will acquire higher ranks of friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah will be happy with him in this world at the time of death. Allah Pak will be happy with him in this world at the time of death. And inshaAllah, a person will be blessed to drink from the fountain of Kawthar in the hereafter when he lives his life upon the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the stronger his ittiba, the closer to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the gardens of paradise for eternity. Subhanallah. For eternity. Abadul abad, abadul abad, abadul abad will be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we sacrifice our pleasures over the pleasure of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua to Allah Pak. Allah Pak give me the tawfiq. Allah Pak give all of us tawfiq. My dear friends, it's important. I'm going to finish on this point. Especially those listening here and at the home. You know the small, small sunnats. जो छोटी छोटी सुनत जो हम समझते हैं कि जो कि देखा जाता है ना आमतौर पे कि अ चाइल्ड इज ड्रिंकिंग वाटर विद हिज लेफ्ट हैंड तो जो है इस पर ना वालिदैन को बच्चों को समझाना चाहिए नहीं बेटा यू डोंट ड्रिंक लेफ्ट हैंड और उनको यू कहो कि शैतान ड्रिंक्स विद लेफ्ट हैंड कोई शख्स खड़ा होकर पानी पी रहे कि बेटा नहीं शैतान ड्रिंक्स विद हिज लेफ्ट हैंड स्टैंडिंग अप तो आप राइट हैंड के साथ बैठ कर पानी पियो हाँ कभी कभार खड़े होकर पानी पीने की गुंजाइश है लेकिन सुन्नत जो है बैठ कर पीने की है So when they put the shoes on, you know, this is, monitor them, you know, if they're putting the shoes on, okay, see, is he put his right foot on first or left? Better, no, not left foot. No, right foot is first. This is sunnat. So when they go into the bathroom, monitor them. Is he going with right foot, left foot? Better, no, left foot. This is the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is tarah jo hai, sunnat hai, choti choti sunnat. Halaki no, sunnat is small, but these small kind of practices, you keep on instilling them within them, This will become their nature, inshaAllah. And the more we will keep on rehearsing and doing takrar and mashk and practice, then sunnah will become our second nature. And then automatically, when we walk out, main khud dekhta hun, kitne log masjid se nikalte hai, and we go out with the wrong foot. We enter the court of Allah with the wrong foot. And we go out with the wrong foot. We put our shoes on with the wrong foot. We take them off with the halak. These are basic sunnats. So Allah Pak mujhe bhi tawfiq ata farmaye. Hum mein se har ek ko amal karne ki tawfiq ata farmaye. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin sallallahu alaihi wa sallam wa ma alaina illa al-balagh.